Right now, it is time for us to take a look at sports. And we've got some scores and some information about things happening. Not really a super very, very busy time as we get set for the Super Bowl. In the National Hockey League last night, no local teams played. The Blackhawks lost to the Predators 2-1. The Canucks defeated the Senators 5-1. Coming up today, locally, the Jersey Devils are taking on the Philadelphia Flyers. That is set for 7 p.m. The Rangers taking on the Buffalo Sabres, and the Islanders taking on the Washington Capitals. The Bruins will be facing off against the Pittsburgh Penguins. That is set for 7 p.m. this evening. Taking a look at the, let's see here, should be the NBA, but it's not. Why is it not? That's because I closed the wrong internet page. Yes, it's great to slowly grow old. Anyway, in the NBA last night, the Bucks over the Raptors 115-108. Spurs defeated the Celtics 110-106. The Jazz over the Mavericks 116-104. The Thunder over the Suns 102-97. The Pelicans defeated the Wizards 124-106, and the Warriors over the Timberwolves last night. All right, taking a look at any games today that involve local teams, none that I see. But then again, my eyes are 68 years old, and son of a gun, I could be missing something. Who knows? Taking a look at some news in college basketball, Mitchell scored 33 points for Baylor in their 107-59 route over K-State. Number 14, Wisconsin, weathered a furious comeback by Maryland in their 61-55 win last night. Major League Baseball news. The Mets have traded left-hand pitcher Steven Matz to the Blue Jays for three young pitchers' arms. Hank Aaron made one last trip to the spot where he hit number 715. Just losing these giants in sports lately. John Lester has finalized a $5 million one-year deal with the Washington Nationals. And the Baseball Writers of America have responded to Curt Schilling's request to be removed from the 2022 Hall of Fame ballot. Schilling said he'd much rather be voted in by the old-timers as they know more about baseball than the writers. The writers are saying he should not be excluded from that ballot, and they're asking the Hall of Fame to make sure that he is on that ballot. All right, the Super Bowl is coming up, and, of course, there's lots of weird NFL stories that get published at this time of year because, well, you need to fill the sports pages with something, right? Good morning, Bill. Speaking about sports, it's Bill Krasowski has joined us this morning. he still writes a column, Hawking Sports. A lot of baseball going to be publishing. I put it up every week. You can go to Bill's. I put it on my personal webpage every week. You can go to Bill's Bill Krasowski's webpage, where he also puts it up on Facebook as well. Well written as always, and well researched by the master of sports, Bill Krasowski. So good morning, Bill. But a couple of the stories that are floating around, because there's nothing much else to talk about in the NFL. Eli Manning says Tom Brady's Super Bowl losses to Giants, quote, still bothers them, end quote. I didn't even bother going to that story, because it would bother him, because if it wasn't for the Giants, Brady would be 9-1 in Super Bowls. 9-1. Now he's 9-2, probably going to be 10-2. And by the way, news about Tom Brady. Remember at the preseason, he was working out in a park in Tampa Bay and was issued a citation? Well, guess what a trip to the Super Bowl will get you? That's right, Tom Brady has been pardoned for trespassing in that Tampa Park last summer. Oh, goodness gracious. And there's more stories about Tom Brady. And the interesting thing in the stories about Tom Brady that I find interesting is that they go after his – everybody seems to go after his personality. I was one of those people. But you have to recognize now, even though the age of quarterback is much, much easier on quarterbacks now than it used to be. I mean, they can't get hit as hard. They can't get hit as much. They're so well protected. But still, the guy is 43. In 20 NFL seasons, he's been in 10 Super Bowls. He's won 8 of those Super Bowls. He's going to his next one this year. He's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. And I have come to there is no one better now. As long as I've been around, my 68 years, and probably watching football since I was 3 years old with my dad watching the Giants, there has never been a better quarterback that I've seen or more consistent quarterback over the length of time than Tom Brady. Yeah, you've got two unbelievable quarterbacks with Joe Montana leading that there with what he did with San Francisco. There's lots of great players. Terry Bradshaw, 5 Super Bowl rings. But you look at the consistency that Tom Brady has brought to that position year after year with that ever-changing Patriots team, and now he goes to a brand new team and takes an also-ran team to the Super Bowl in his first year. He's the best. That is a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.